Friday. But we've got a pile of stuff to get to. I mean, a lot to cover here for you today. But don't worry. I'll be gentle. Not really. We're going to get to it harsh and fast. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you for being here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, China rips Nancy Pelosi after she meets with Hong Kong civil rights protesters. Chinese accusing the Speaker of the House of cavorting with dangerous, radical, and violent forces. Do you think she meant the field of Democrats running for president or somebody else? Number two, over at NBC, it was another major Chicken Little conference where all of those radicals came together to discuss the end of times and, of course, blaming America for anything and everything that goes wrong in the world. There is that, especially climate change. And number one, north of the border, they're having a Governor Northam moment. You remember him from Virginia. Only worse, if you can believe that, it seems Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the guy that virtue signals as a matter of practice, who's up for re-election, a contentious re-election in just 5 weeks. Well, pictures of him in blackface continue to tumble out, one after the other. And the problem now is Justin Trudeau's not quite sure how many more there might be. We're up to three. The last being video of him jumping around and acting like a goofball. All later in life. I mean, some of these pictures when he was an instructor in college. It wasn't like these are schoolyard pictures. It's not like he's a junior in high school. We only go after people for that here in America. Nobody was older, and it's raised a considerable amount of problems for him in Canada. As he keeps trying to explain what's going on, it's been very difficult for Justin Trudeau. Here he is struggling to explain whether or not he ever understood that it was wrong to put on blackface to attend a party. It's bite number five. Let's start with that. Justin Trudeau desperately looking for. Say that again. Okay, well then, that's perfect. We're going to wait for bite number five, I guess, and we'll get to that. What do you have? We'll just wait for it. I want bite number five from Justin Trudeau.
I'm wondering, when it dawned on you that it is wrong?
I think it's difficult to become a politician where you spend as much time as you do working hard to represent people, working hard to get them to know a community like the community I have the honor of representing, Papineau, where there is extraordinary diversity, extraordinary challenges, and yes, extraordinary intolerance. Even in a city like Montreal, in a country like Canada, that people live with every day. And as I've learned to not just represent people, but to fight for them and to try and build a better community and a better society, I've learned every day that it is unacceptable to engage in this sort of behavior.
Did he have an answer there? Was there an answer there? Because I didn't hear an answer from Justin Trudeau. He fiddled around and fumbled around, but I didn't hear an answer there. But it didn't get any better for him there. We'll see if it gets better for us here. Do we have bite six? Well, then let's go to bite six with Justin Trudeau.
You said just a few minutes ago that you told us last night on the plane that you were that of all of the different instances that you recalled, have you since been made aware or remembered of other instances? And if so, how many?
I think it is obvious that this is something that was deeply regrettable. I am wary of being definitive about this because the recent pictures that came out, I had not remembered. And I think the question is, how can you not remember that? The fact is, I didn't understand how hurtful this is to people who live with discrimination every single day.
I can't remember. Here's the problem for Justin Trudeau. There are many today. A pile of problems. First of all, if he were a conservative in Canada or a Republican in the United States, for example, they'd be calling for his resignation. There'd be protests in the streets. But you see, here's what happens when you cannibalize everybody else. And then you have to return to dealing with your own, it becomes very problematic. And look at the pattern, will you please? Governor North Virginia, some of his underlings there in the Virginia government, all caught wearing blackface or worse, Ku Klux Klan outfits. You've got Justin Trudeau north of the border there. He also getting caught up. All liberals, all Democrats, all out there, all trying to explain away the fact that they did these things, not 50 years ago or 40 years ago, but much more recently. And they're not being held to account. Governor Northam's still in office. Nobody going after him because the legislature in Virginia is controlled by Democrats. Justin Trudeau will be held to account in about 5 weeks at the polls. That's the only option left for him. But it's the disingenuous nature of all of this. When the Democrats and liberals go around calling any of their opponents racists and white supremacists and misogynists and all of these other things, you see, they're racist, they're awful. When in fact, it's the people making those comments that are most often the most guilty of these issues. Time and again, we can demonstrate that it's the liberals that have the black face on, that have the Ku Klux Klan rally hats on like Governor Northam did, and they're never held to account. Senator Byrd of West Virginia, held up as some sort of an icon of virtue, the former Grand Cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan in America, until his death in his 90s, when all the Democrats gathered, including people like Hillary Clinton, to talk about his wonderful life and his service to the nation, and hold him up as some sort of a shining example. If it were a Republican or a conservative, that person would be burned in effigy, torn down and put into the trash heap of history. Now, for the record, what Trudeau did, pretty minor. He dressed up as Aladdin in one of those deals to go to a party. And so what? Embraced by those that met him there, embraced by those from Middle Eastern descent, didn't matter to them. It matters to all the virtue-signaling liberal white people that somehow he's crossed the line. Those that he was at the party with didn't care that he dressed up like Aladdin. They said he looked pretty good doing it. But when you continue to set the bar in unrealistic places and hold people accountable for what happened 20, 30, 40 years ago and try to say that everything is racist and everything's offensive and everything is so on and so forth, this is the way it comes back. These are the dividends that get paid on that investment of nonsense. Here it is for you. All right, then. It's Friday. We've shaken that off now. 14 after on The Steve Gruber Show. Follow us at stevegruber.com on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll be back.
September is Weight Loss and Body Contouring Month at Wyckoff Wellness, and it's your chance to drop pounds, lose inches, save some money, and find the new you. In September, save 20% on their HCG and ketogenic weight loss programs and save 20% off Virtue Body Contouring and Cellulite Reduction Packages. Wyckoff Wellness is here to help you reach your weight loss and body contouring goals, and September is the best time to get started and save 20%. Call 517-333-7270 or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365 We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.